All right, hello everybody. Sold out crowd. Pretty cool. Thank you to everybody sitting on the floor. Really appreciate you doing that, for taking one for the team. My name is Doug Stepina, and on behalf of the additional members of the board of directors of Livable Hood River and our incredibly gifted speakers tonight, I would like to welcome everyone to the third annual Rooted Gourd Stories of Community Creativity and Innovation. So it's an incredible honor to be putting on this event here at the Columbia Center for the Arts. Thank you to the Columbia Center for the Arts for hosting us again for the third year in a row. So how many of you have attended past Rooted events? All right, welcome back. And how many is it the first time you've come to this event? Wow, great. So make sure to come right at 6:30 next year to get a seat. So I'm just going to say a few things about Livable Hood River and Rooted to kick off the night. So Livable Hood River is a nonprofit organization, and we work to preserve the integrity of Hood River. So we're eager to work with our community and our city officials on issues of affordable housing, transportation, parks, you know, everything that everyone's talking about these days. And we want to maintain Hood River as a community of real residents, not absentee real estate investors. Thank you. And it's really our mission to help guide city planning processes with factually sound, realistic data and much needed input from our residents, all of you, as our town changes and grows, because growth is inevitable, and we got to make sure that we grow smartly and that Hood River stays Hood River. So we just had an election in Hood River. Thanks to those of you who voted. Anybody not vote? Okay. Congratulations to our wonderful mayor, Paul Blackburn, for winning re-election to his post. Congratulations to Tim Cunahan, Jessica Mehta, and Eric Haney for securing positions on the esteemed Hood River City Council. And they're going to see an uphill battle to secure the possibility for a livable, thriving, and unique community for all those residing here today and for those wishing to become permanent residents here in the future. And I have no doubt at all that those elected on Tuesday will join our incumbent councilors, some of which are here today, thank you for attending, in doing everything in their power to ensure that Hood River grows very smartly. And we look forward to working with you to ensure that Hood River remains livable. Okay, so tonight you're going to hear essentially seven short stories, one song from the members of our Greater Gorge community. There's going to be a short intermission at the halfway point, so you can go get more drinks and... both of alcoholic and non-alcoholic nature. And exits are located to the right and to the left. Everybody see where the exit signs are? It's kind of packed in here, okay. And it's 2018, but please silence your phones. Make sure to do that. And is everybody ready to get going here? Let's kick things off. All right. So our first esteemed performer, Wisconsin transplant and loyal Packers fan, Matt Farmer. Matt's lived in Trout Lake and Hood River and now resides in White Salmon, so he's run the gamut of the gorge. By day, Matt beautifies the homes and gardens of the gorge with his elegant landscape design, which I've gotten to see right in the front of my house recently as well. By night, he delights audiences around the Northwest with his inspired mandolin playing in bands like the Shed Shakers, the Green Egg Daredevils, the Van Rottens. So for this evening, Matt's written a song called This Wonderful World. Everybody, Matt Farmer.
Howdy, folks. Check, check, check. Well, I bet you're thinking that I'm probably going to play one of them singer-songwriter, going to tell a long story like Bob Dylan kind of things. And I am not. Or I was going to play like a song where I play a song and then I keep playing the chords and then I talk and tell a story, but I'm not gonna do that. But I'll tell a story about the song. It's just like a little pop love ditty, but it's called In This Wonderful World. And This Wonderful World is actually the Columbia River Gorge, and I moved here just about 12 years ago now, and it's still blowing me away how incredible it is to be here. So, yeah, this song's about trail running and hiking and backcountry skiing and falling in love.
Your curls, now they twirl and twirl and twirl. I love you forever, my girl. Just how it started, we're climbing up a hillside in the rain. We froze our asses, but I'll keep you warm. I'll keep you warm for the rest of our days.
Thank you very much. It wasn't a story, but I wanted to start the visualization process, thinking about the gorge. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.